All right, Terran X94Q. Under the terms of the Affini Compact, you have been officially assigned to me as my Florette. That means you are entrusted to my care. And, under the official terms of the doctrine, you are legally my pet going forward. Your status of being a free Terran has been completely nullified. Before you ask about the people you were found with, they've already been assigned to other Affini for their domestication. There is nothing for you to worry your pretty little head about, my gorgeous girl. My goodness. I really am so lucky that I got assigned to you. You are definitely the cutest out of the bunch. Is there anything you want to tell me, little one? Any way you want to greet your new owner? Quite the mouth on you, huh? Such colorful language, little one. Don't worry, that'll be trained out of you in time. It doesn't sound nice hearing you spout such colorful language at your new owner. I'm giving you the benefit of being shocked. If you speak to me that way again, I'm going to have to take matters into my own hands. I will not tolerate a Florette that does not know their place under the Affini. You're an adorable little pet. I would hate for our first meeting to involve xenodrugs, so do try to behave yourself. So, let's try this again. Is there anything you would like to tell your new owner, pet? So you pay attention when you're threatened. That's good to know. Xenodrugs. They are something that us Affini developed to make the domestication of precious xenospecies, like the precious Terrans of Earth, easier. Any Sofaunt that comes into contact with us will get a little dose of xenodrugs. Pheromones, aphrodisiacs, venoms, poisons. They all flow through my vines. The varying shades of green aren't just for aesthetic, little one. They do different things. If I were to prick you with the light green one, you would be injected with type O xenodrugs. I thought I would show you one of the most dangerous kinds first so that you know what you're dealing with, so that you have more incentive to behave. Do you have any idea what is in a type O xenodrug? It's for the worst of the worst, pet. Usually only reserved for those that we can't guarantee a good life to normally. It would make you completely docile and obedient towards me. Happy to serve. No thoughts of your own. Practically turns you into a living doll for me. Oh, and the best part? It's completely permanent, too. Isn't that just so neat? The effects of type O can't be reversed. So, if I were to inject this into you right now, my charming little Florette, you would lose all free will. No more autonomy, just a happy and brainless pet for your Affini. We are advised to use this only as a last resort for pets that can't live a happy life. Are you going to be one of those pets, little one? I'm telling you this so that you know what we have the ability to do. The sooner you realize you're not in control of yourself anymore, that you're a pet to be taken care of, you'll get luxuries. I'll let you go out. You can make friends. You can spend time with others. I don't want to keep you in a cage. But those are rewards for well-behaved florets. If you can be good for your affinity, then your life wouldn't change much, precious Taryn. Doesn't that sound ideal? You've still got some bark in you, huh? That's cute. You're absolutely darling. You know that, Florette. Thinking that you still have some kind of a choice in this. By making this difficult, you're only punishing yourself, pet. Do you remember your crewmate, Dan? Yeah, the big guy with the beard who worked down in maintenance. When he was told what was happening, he happily agreed. Went with his affinity and didn't require even an ounce of Xeno drugs. He was just so excited to be taken care of and spoiled and, well, he really hasn't stopped gushing about it since. Don't you want that? You've got a look of fear on your face. Once my vine started moving towards you. Don't worry. It's not the ones filled with type O. Well, you don't need it yet. Don't think I won't hesitate to use it on you. I want you as my pet, little one. You can either comply willingly and make it easier on yourself, or you can be a brat. Make things difficult for everyone involved and ultimately end up complying anyway. Which of those sounds better? What is it about Terrans that they always insist that making things difficult for everyone sounds like the best course of action? There's a clear right answer, a clear choice to make everything so much easier, but no, why would you, a Terran, take that? When you can make it so much harder on everyone else, including yourself. You just live to make things more difficult, don't you? I mean, I haven't even told you about the other types of Xeno drugs. I've only told you about Class O, and you, for whatever reason, have no fear. You're confident that you'll be able to resist, that you're built different. Just like every other stuck-up rat that comes through here. Every Terran I've had the pleasure of interacting with seems to enjoy life a lot better when they've been taken down a peg or two. Maybe that's what you need, little one. You're just a lost little girl in this big space, staring at some plant alien, realizing you are in way over your head. The vines filled with Xeno drugs, they're placed directly against your delicate neck. The slightest movement from you will inject yourself with this concoction. Do you want to take a guess what's in it? Chemicals, pheromones, venom, who knows what else? And they'll all be pumped directly into you. Do you still have that sweet little attitude, Florette? Telling me to go fuck myself isn't very polite. Especially when that was never in the cards, pet. I think that's something more suited for yourself. Oh, there, there, Florette. It'll be okay. You'll see. This is for the best. I'm going to show you just how wonderful it can feel to be a florette, my pet. Sure, You might not be as docile as Stan, and you're not as obedient as that blonde girl we found you with. But you are going to enjoy how this makes you feel. It's a combination of my own invention. Something I am quite proud of, if I do say so. A little bit of class A to make you more physically responsive. It heightens your senses. How good it feels when someone caresses you. Like how you instinctually leaned into my touch. You didn't even realize you were doing it, did you? Aren't you just the cutest? It's like your body wants to be domesticated, but your brain hasn't caught up yet. You're just a dumb little Terran girl who doesn't know what's best for herself, huh? Oh, it's okay. It's all okay. Some type C xeno drugs are going to make it easier to bond with me. It makes it so much easier for you to trust me, to know that I have your best interest at heart. You were out there struggling to make ends meet as a free Terran. But as my Florette, you don't have to worry about any of that. All you have to do is be a good girl and let me take care of you. Wrapping you in my viney embrace. Yes, that's it. Wrapping you up as Class F enters your system. That one, it helps remove your intrusive thoughts. Makes it so much easier to focus on what I'm saying, to actually receive and digest the information. It makes all of this work so much better. Yes, it does, my pet. Look at you. You're so pretty when you're well-behaved like this. That bratty girl from earlier completely disappeared, didn't she? Replaced by this obedient pet in front of me. Leaning into my touch. Oh, yes, that's it. That's a good girl. See what happens when you let me take care of you? Doesn't it feel nice to let your guard down? That's right, little one. You'll see. You'll understand. Yes, you will. What the Affinity Compact has determined is that species, such as Terrans, are better off as domesticated pets. It's more ethical this way. A peaceful takeover where we can integrate all of the original inhabitants into our culture. That's always been the goal. And with all these xeno drugs in your system, you find yourself agreeing with what I'm saying, aren't you? Oh, that's good. That means they're working. Your brain is so hazy right now. Thoughts are barely coming in as you find yourself muddled in fog. It's best for you to stop thinking. In fact, I think you should look at me and listen to my voice instead. Go where my vines guide you. Yes, that's it. I'll take care of you, Florette. You're one of my own. It's my job to take care of you. Oh, that's it. That's a good girl. Let me show you just how wonderful submission to the Affinity can be, my Florette. Let me teach you the joys in giving control over to someone else. Relax, yourself, little one. Yeah. Oh, let your muscles go. Enjoy yourself. There's no reason you shouldn't feel good, is there? There's no reason that you shouldn't let yourself have fun. My vines are filling you up, aren't they? One of my vines moves to your clit, starting to circle it while a few others continue to thrust in and out of you, intertwining together to create something thicker, something nicer. Oh, curling up inside you. It feels good to be full, doesn't it? I told you that you would like it. This is what you get when you submit. When you give yourself over to the affinity, then you can feel good like this whenever you want. Oh, you can be happy, Florette. That's all I want for you. I have your best interest at heart. And if that means injecting you with type O xenodrugs, then I will do it. Because I want you to have the best life possible. Especially living as my domesticated Florette, little one. It's what a good girl like you deserves. Just look at how pretty you are when being fucked. Your pussy getting wetter, your moans getting louder. You're feeling so good, aren't you? This is what happens when you submit to us, when you embrace what the affinity can give you. Doesn't it feel amazing? Oh, yeah. That's right. Oh, fuck. Such a sensitive little thing. Moaning as your hips rock against me. Trying to take the vines deeper. Oh, yeah. Feeling them flick inside you as I never stop paying attention to your clit. Rubbing it so gently. Listening to the lewd squelch of your pussy as you let out more of those precious sounds. Oh yeah, such a cute girl for your affinity. Yes, you are. You can feel the difference. It's wonderful to let go, huh? To let someone else have control over you. You were never, never good at taking care of yourself anyway. Just look at you. It's how you ended up here, isn't it? It shows us that you were supposed to get caught. You were meant to be a Florette, my pet. The only one that can't see it is you, which is so adorable considering how your body responds to me. You can't help but feel good, can you? Oh, that's good. That's how it's supposed to be. You're going to be a good girl for me, aren't you? Yes, you are. Look at you, submitting so beautifully to your affinity. Such a good Florette for me, yes. Keep it up. Those xeno drugs are doing wonders, aren't they? That's right. Oh, that's it. That's a good girl. Rock your hips against my vines, grinding your clit against me. So wet for me, little one. Oh, so beautiful like this. Nothing in your head and pleasure on your pretty face. Just how a Florette should be, drowning in her own pleasure. No more worries for you, little one. All you have to do is be pretty and take what you're given, right? I know what you need better than you, pet. I know how to take care of you properly. You've proven to me that you can't do that. You aren't up for the challenge of being a free Terran. You need an owner. You need an affinity. You need me, don't you, Florette? Oh, that's my good girl. Look how good you are when you know your place. It's so much better to accept things than fight them. I know what's best for you, pet. This is for your own good. It feels better to be a domesticated pet, doesn't it? Yeah, being feral doesn't suit a pretty girl like you, little one. You're a pet that is meant to be spoiled and dolled up. Fighting, getting dirty, being smelly, those are things that are not befitting of a Florette like you. You're simply too cute for that. So adorable as you squirm in my vines, impaling yourself further onto me. Trying to squirm away from the vines, but the vine playing with your clits. It feels too good. The xeno drugs make you that much more sensitive to everything I do. The more you try to move your clit away, the deeper my vines reach inside you, little one. Stroking your G-spot as I continue to fuck in and out of your pussy. Oh, that's right. That's it. Let it all out, good girl. Don't need to worry about anyone, Florette. Yeah, everyone's gonna be used to those sounds. Affini are very much used to the cries of pleasure from our pets. Don't have the brain functioning to control yourself most of the time. No. All you can do is let out noises as you feel yourself getting closer, huh? Your body knows what it wants, what it needs, and it needs me. Your body is calling out to us, craving someone to control you, to put you in your place. Being a free Terran was too much responsibility for a simple-minded pet like you, Florette. You're too lovable to not be one. Just look at you, continuing to squirm despite knowing you can't get away. You're just so cute. Yes, you are. My adorable little pet, taking me so well. Doing such a good job of making me feel good, too. Oh, if I really wanted to be cruel, I would pollinate you right now, not hold back anything and cement you to me. Oh, in this state, you would end up begging for it, too, wouldn't you? Fat tears rolling down your cheeks as you beg me to pollinate your pussy, breed you like the good girl you are. Oh, that's something you have to earn. Only the best Florettes get pollinated. Once your brain catches up to your body, once you understand that you're completely mine, that is when I'll pollinate you, not a moment sooner, pets. I'm not taking any risks with you. You're far too pretty to give up, far too perfect to ruin. Oh, yes, you are. Feels so fucking good, little one. Clenching around my vines as you get closer. Both of us approaching that edge. Yes, wrap so wonderfully around me. Putting that pretty pussy of yours to good use. Oh, that's a good girl. Taking everything I give you so well. All you needed was to be fucked into your place, huh? No more stupid thoughts of getting away or freedom. Oh, you know this is where you belong. You feel safe with me. You feel wonderful with me. Nothing makes you happier than being in my arms, Florette. Oh, this is where pets like you belong, in the loving arms of an owner. No, that's right. That's fucking right. Fuck. Oh, so fucking close, pet. You feel amazing. That's it, yeah. You're taking me so well. Moaning as my vines tickle your G-spots. Continuing to rob your clits. Oh, oh, it's too much for a simple Florette, isn't it? Oh, fuck. Then come with me, pet. You've been such a good girl. Come with me. Make me happy and come with me. That's a good girl. Such a pretty Florette for me, coming with your affinity, yes. It was so much easier to get you to behave with the Xeno drugs, wasn't it? I really thought you would have put up more of a fight. I guess that is the benefits to those Xeno drugs. Don't worry. The effect should wear off in a few hours, and then you'll be back to your regular bratty self. No damage has been done, but you will find yourself wanting to be touched by me. You'll lean into my caresses, be grateful to be wrapped in my embrace, happy that I looked your way. I can't wait to see how you cope with that, little one. Something tells me you're going to act out. I'm looking forward to it. It means I'll have an excuse to punish you. I have always wanted to try Class M Xeno drugs on a Florette. I've seen them in action, but I've never gotten the chance to try them personally. Will you give me that chance, Florette? Being quiet was probably the best course of action for you, little one. I know you want to say something witty that will get you in more trouble, but you just don't have those cognitive abilities right now. Not yet, anyway. You should enjoy it while it lasts. It's not often you get to have your brain turned off completely, pretty girl. Now, let's get you back to our HAB unit. I realized you haven't seen it, and you are in no state to be out like this, instantly nuzzling into me and seeking out more of my touch as my vines carry you. You're starting to find a comfort in me, aren't you? That a girl. That's my adorable pet. Let's take you home.